It's Ro Khan Show with Anna DeBlantis right here on 720 WGN. Mark Sapelsa joins us. Mark.
You there, Mark?
Maybe Mark doesn't join us. I don't know.
Things are just, you know, it's Halloween and things don't always... A lot of things scare you,
Mark,
right?
Mark in Cleveland? I was hoping to see him today.
No, he's back here.
He stayed back in Chicago.
And I think he's supposed to be back at the... I don't know. You know, Kev, let me explain something. You're in Cleveland. Let me just explain where everybody is right now. Because this is the scariest show we have ever done. Because it's Halloween. And it's a mess.
Perfect.
Yeah. Okay, so here, Anna and I are sitting in the studios here.
Right.
At the corner of Michigan Avenue and Heaven as the sun is going down over Chicago, the Chicago River. Mm-hmm. Right?
That's right.
We are now split up because Kevin is in Cleveland at Progressive Field, waiting for something to happen. In
by the way,
21
it's
hours,
me and about
25
hours. Other people in the me and five other people in the park right now.
Yeah, I saw your post on social media at the Progressive, and it didn't look like there was a lot of activity there.
So you might sneak around, start grilling some hot dogs.
Oh, it's a good idea.
It is.
Yeah, and then Violetta is in my house,
which is dangerous.
I'm going to start grilling some hot dogs too.
I'm here. Violetta is in my house
right.
with our producer, Jeff, handing out Halloween candy because I can't be home for Halloween and I don't have any candy. So she raided my refrigerator and grabbed lemons, limes, carrots, and chocolate syrup and is out in front of my house shooting chocolate syrup down the throats of unsuspecting children.
I asked them if they want it first, and obviously no one turns it down.
This is really something.
It doesn't seem like that's the top of the list for kids, those
also, I
giveaways.
Found some sake in your fridge. I think it's like coconut flavored.
Uh-oh. Didn't you say there was some really great sake you had at home?
This is quite good, actually, yes.
Stay away from that.
Have you gone through his drawers yet?
Myself. I think, detoured some of the kids because I put that Ro-Khan cutout of you outside, and ever since I put that outside, no one is walking up.
Violetta, have you gone through his drawers yet?
I mean the drawers
he keeps stuff in. Go ahead.
I went to the third floor, and Jeff's like, no, don't go up there. I'm like, well, what's up there? He's like, I don't know. I haven't been past the second floor. I'm like, well, then we have to go to the third floor. So I went up there. It's his bedroom. So, you know.
I feel like Howard Hughes, and like people are messing with my stuff. This is not what I feel like.
You should take the cardboard cutout and put it on you like you're going as Ro-Khan for Halloween and then pass out candy that way.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. I think we're going to have like a Silence of the Lambs movie viewing party here for the kiddies. See if they're excited about
one
that.
To get them started.
She's doing a great job there, Ro.
You know what?
What could go wrong?
Seriously, this is like the worst idea ever.
The neighbors are going to come over with torches in a little while.
I know. It's going to be like it's like that last scene from Frankenstein. And now we got some monster. I'm not even there.
Give him the evil eye, Violetta, and start chanting.
Hello, is the caller there?
You have some signed baseballs here. Is that okay if I give those to the kids? I mean, baseball's huge right now.
Yeah, no. No, that's not.
No?
No.
The one that says Babe
container.
Ruth, definitely give that one away.
Don't, yeah, no.
The Babe Ruth one?
No.
Just throw it across the line.
Although I do
we
have, like...
We don't have Babe Ruth candy, but we have the signed baseball.
Right, exactly. kids, who here likes Lou Piniella? Huh? Anybody?
Oh, gosh.
Lou Piniella?
Yeah. Now, Mark Sapelsa, I wish you... I know you're just joining us right now. You're not aware of what has happened here.
No, I missed it. And I'm sorry I'm late.
That's okay. Everything has been going a little bit according to plan today anyway. So it just falls right in line somehow with the way things have been going.
Standby.
We're having a Halloween. So here's what's happened. I forgot it was Halloween.
Uh-oh.
So I forgot to go out and get candy. And then I realized there's no one going to be home to give away the candy because I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So Violetta volunteered to go to my house. This is such a... Why did I say yes to this?
She's going to throw a massive party.
She's at my house right now.
Pomegranate is there?
Yeah, and she is... She's.
We got a doorbell.
She what?
I'm sorry, go ahead, guys. Someone ring the doorbell.
You should go answer.
Yeah, there's a doorbell. It's a house.
Hi.
Oh, God.
Trick or treat.
Do you guys want some lemons or limes or baby carrots? Oh, they're... They're not fully coming up. Okay. Not interested.
I didn't think so.
I stopped offering them chocolate.
Did their face kind of drop when you said what you were offering them? Like, what?
They're okay with the carrots if you give them in a separate bag, but since I just ripped the bag open and left it in the colander, a lot of people aren't reaching for them anymore.
Care for some broccoli?
Oh, I have to, and carrot in here, too.
Brussels sprouts?
I have some rapini in there, too, if you want to, from last night that
this
I didn't.
This is not
you
going
know,
well.
You could give them this that.
So she has well. No candy?
No, there's no candy there. Man. So she went through. She got to my house with our producer. I sent a minder with her, which I still. And apparently, he's like a complete conspirator. And they are they've gone through my refrigerator and they have found just food to put. And she put it in a colander. She's standing in front of my house and trying to hand it off to people. Well, these are my neighbors. Some of these are my friends with their kids scaring the cats.
I hope you don't have a homeowners association. Because
I do have a homeowners association.
They're going to bring you to the next board meeting.
TPA.
Or that, right.
Oh, what was that, Violetta?
Oh, no.
It didn't sound good.
What was that?
Was that the antique vase? Was that the antique vase?
No, it's fine.
It's good. We'll get glue.
Where is the super glue? Just if you happen to be at your house, Ro, and you needed to know.
Yeah, where would
yeah,
that
where's
be?
That scotch tape? What?
I think Ro passed out.
This is not
out.
Going well.
I don't even know what to, this is. Again, so, I don't even know.
What'd you break?
We have a lot of mail here. Do you want me to give some of this mail away?
No. Open it up and let's read it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From the law offices of...
Pomegranate.
Yeah, wait about 10 days. There'll be far more of those, actually. Yeah, just put that over to the side. Do you see where the mail goes over to the side? Do you see where that is over on the side and the little thing?
Well, it was on the floor. I had to pick it up and then go through it.
Yeah. Anything good in there?
Mm-mm. No.
15% off my Comcast bill? Anything like that? How about Bed Bath & Beyond? They send me my
20%
off.
One item. Yeah, those are great.
Yep, we use them all the time.
Yeah. Don't go to Bed Bath & Beyond.
You can just Google those, you know. Mm-hmm. You don't need to get mail for those. Just a little secret.
That's true.
You youngsters do that.
Yeah. Very true. You call it up on your phone.
Yeah. Oh, you got a $5 off Jewel Osco.
Hey.
Next purchase of $50 or more.
All right. That's good.
Very nice.
I'm there every weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything in like a brown bag? You know, like a magazine with brown
like a
paper,
money? Like
paper.
Money?
No, like, you know, like a magazine with brown paper covering so it kind of covers the title. Just checking.
No, I haven't seen any of that.
No, that's what God invented the iPad.
Okay.
All right. So, do you have it seriously? Because these are people that I know. Do you have anything to give away that is that? Can you go like put the carrots like little bags or something?
That's a good idea. I get little.
Yeah,
baggies.
You have a Ziploc bag.
Yeah, next to the refrigerator.
Are you inviting me to look through your drawers?
Yeah, over there by the refrigerator. Yes, so you're not allowed on the third floor.
Yep.
You have a garbage crusher thing. What's that called?
Compactor.
Yeah. Compactor. Trash compactor. Yeah, I do. I'm fancy as hell.
You do have everything in your house. Yeah. Very smart house.
Okay, I got some Ziploc bags. How many should I give per person? Two?
I don't know. More than that.
Three?
They are not goats at the zoo. These are actually human children.
So what are you going to...
Should I wash my hands first? I should wash my hands first.
You going to fill it with what? Cereal or something? Or
I don't know what she's going to do.
No, I'm going to fill it with carrots. Baby carrots because they're orange for Halloween.
Yeah, but you got to give something like something.
I know, and we don't have anything. I mean, I don't. And
do you have any lucky
charms? I told them when they were going over there. I said, "Go pick up candy," and they didn't do it. They
lucky
have ruined me.
Onions.
Fruit Loops.
I can just imagine how I'm going to at the board meeting. How I'm going to have to sit there and explain this. Well, I told them that they had to go pick up the candy on the way. That was the whole idea. This to hand the candy out and represent for the show. And now look what's happened.
Ro,
has a very nice house.
Yep. How big is the pool?
I haven't seen the pool yet.
All right.
But there's three floors, very nice layout in the living room.
All right.
An open setup from the kitchen to the dining room to the living room.
Very nice.
The living room has a nice owl couch, fireplace.
Oh, nice.
And the fireplace, I thought I broke something because it looks like broken glass in it. But no, that is just for decoration.
That's
I'm sure
art.
It looks very nice when you start it.
That's how the fire comes up through the glass.
Ah, gotcha. Gotcha.
Give away something cool. Not. Like Trick or Treater number 7 gets Rose TV, something like that. Maybe go through his watch drawer.
Great idea, Kev.
That's right.
Come on, just one for the fans.
One of his signed baseballs.
Out there.
You can write it off.
Yeah. You can have a Rokan wine glass.
There you go.
Yeah, kids.
That's valuable.
They're right, when they come home from tricking, what'd you get?
Look what he got me.
Well, this 12-year-old gave me a wine glass at that guy who's on the radio's house.
Poor Pomegranate is now 12.
Really? I think I'm giving her a promotion by calling her 12.
Oh, there's
I've got to check my security system here and see if I can watch them. How doing many,
That is another thing that's interesting about the Rokan house. There is a little pad in the kitchen where you can click security, and then you can go to cameras, and you can see different rooms of the house.
Oh, very good.
How
yeah.
creepy.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
It's a so smart, I can see if someone's in the...
It's a smart house.
Someone's in the alley. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And when we parked, because we parked in your garage, Roy, I hope that's okay. We parked in there. A can of paint fell on my car.
Whoops.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm going to need help getting that out.
How many garage doors in that garage that you pulled in? Two.
Enough.
Yeah.
Right enough to handle the Taro, which barely fits in. It could be a 6-car garage, and the Taro barely fits in.
Doesn't sound like there's a lot of trick or treating action.
No, it doesn't. It sounds like, you know what it sounds like? It sounds like Violetta is ignoring the trick or treaters and just going through all my crap,
ding
is what it sounds like.
Do you have a porch light you want me to turn on? See, there's some neighbors next door. They just put the bowl out. So people are going at it. Should I go get
Some of their candy and then start handing
it
out?
There you go.
And put it in our colander? Okay. Yeah. I'm going to go do that now.
Split the bowl.
You should, yeah, that would be.
Their security camera will catch you, but you'll be in trouble, not Rose.
So I'm going to be like, I don't know who that was.
Right.
Let's just hope that none of these people are listeners. That would really
be good. Okay, guys, we're getting Reese's and some Hershey's. There's a York.
I can't believe she's doing this.
The kid just yelled at me. She said it took too many.
She stole
from the neighbors. Hey, shut up, kid! I'm on the radio, you punk!
Get off my lawn!
I know, that's what she's doing. She's yelling at these are my neighbors!
You are so in trouble, Ro.
Yeah, I can't. Mm-hmm. This is the worst idea
this
ever.
This is thievery right there. That might be a theft charge.
Now, and we're taking credit for somebody else's candy.
Right,
now.
Right. Exactly.
I'm going to get kicked out of this.
You are.
So essentially, you're repurposing the Halloween candy.
The find of the century.
That's just a good way of looking at it, because some of it might have been wasted.
I want to know, how did you break this yoga ball? It's like a huge hole in this yoga ball.
Oh, man.
It was, I overinflated it. And while I was inflating it, it exploded.
Ow.
And it did. It was. That's a true
Hopefully
story.
Were you sitting on
no,
it at the time?
No. Okay, no. Thank God. I'd be dead if I were on it.
Your voice would be higher.
Yeah. No, I was inflating it, and the thing exploded. I'm like, what? This is like a Trump-made yoga ball from China. That's how
also,
I worked that
out. How do you handle these stairs? There's so many stairs.
All right. Would you stop complaining?
Would you stop complaining about the opulence of the house?
All right. What's that? Are you ready to do the traffic?
I am.
All right. Get ready to do the traffic. Stand by. Because she's now. Did you go back up to where the microphones are where you can work? Or are you just get to this on the phone?
I'm going to do it on the phone.
Okay. Yeah,
like I said, there's a lot of stairs. You want me to go up there? I'll go up there.
I want to talk to Mark here for a second, since we have him. He worked all this time to get over
to
us.
You later.
That would be the nice thing. All right, then you can pop in on the microphones.
All right, pomegranate.
Yeah. The whole other
it's
thing.
It's been a pleasure.
It really hasn't been. Goodbye.
It's already not going well. I see it getting worse. That's just me.
This
my
is
prediction.
Really not going well at all. So how excited are you about the Cubs right now? I just want to ask you that.
Whoa. Yes, I believe... They got game six. They've got a shot. Got a good shot. Game seven. I don't know yet. I really. Here's my concern. Swinging for the fences.
That's what they've been doing. Yes. All they've been doing basically in the playoffs.
Yes.
And it is not as opposed to just getting on base.
Yes.
Moving the guy over.
You got it.
The kind of stuff that they have been very, very good at
all season long. And you know what? I give them credit because in the Giants series and then the Dodgers series. They figured it out. They started to do that in the very beginning. Like, they got all hyped up and tensed up, and they swung for the fences the first game or two, and then regrouped and won those series. They haven't yet to regroup here. That's the key.
Javi Baez is the guy who keeps swinging for the fences.
Yep, he and Contreras. Contreras isn't really swinging for the fences, but he's swinging everything that it looks like it's coming right down the middle. Slider goes to the outside. He swings.
This is tough pitching, though.
No, it is. It is. But, you know, you can be smarter about it. And John Smoltz, the analyst, is kind of explaining how they should be smarter. But they, I think that's nerves and youth. And that's not a good combination. And maybe as I heard some analysts saying, maybe wise counsel, leaving Chicago, Wrigleyville, the circus, the carnival, the pressure to exceed success for these fans, go to Cleveland, focus. Get in a hotel with your teammates and bring it down a notch might really help.
Even though two away games, jeez.
That's tough.
Right. Doesn't sound great.
I'm not as concerned
You're
about
not?
That. No.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you that you know the crowds can get in your head a little bit, but it's not like
they played very well on the road.
Yeah, it's not like football and basketball where you're on the road that the crowd noise can really kind of mess with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and baseball seems to be a little bit different.
They're not communicating with each other.
Yeah.
Each player is on their own, and travel. Baseball players are used to being on the road.
That's true.
You know, this is not an unusual circumstance. Would you agree with that, Kevin?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And you mentioned their road record, 46-34 this season.
Stellar. Yeah. Just amazing.
So, but they do have to win two in a row. They don't have they can't split this.
No, they Yeah, that's true. That's true.
So this is,
and, you know, I think the thing is, you know, it's the old cliche, one inning at a time and just one at bat at a time, one pitch at a time. You know, make that guy work.
By the way, these games do appear to be one pitch at a time. I would like to point that out.
Yeah.
These games are going on. I believe, if I am not mistaken, I believe that Aroldis Chapman might still be on the mound right now from last night.
The length of these games, yeah.
Well, I think it's because the managers have been going to the bullpen so early in these games, especially Terry Francona, who's got the early hook, and then it's the slow walk to the mound,
right.
And then a guy slow walk from the bullpen, and then the next batter later, it's all over again.
Yep.
So it adds up and it adds up. Even a game's cruising along, it's like these bullpen sessions just add 30, 40, 50 minutes to a game.
It's really true, and they've actually talked about it being a trend of late. I don't know about last year, but where managers are not letting their starters go much more than three or four solid ones. That's not John Lester, but, you know, the opponents. And they are sticking with this, you know, solid bullpen, regardless of how the starter is doing. And that's causing a lot of pitching.
Totally like an all-star game.
Yeah, exactly right.
Like an all-star
game. Okay, you did just fine for your 3.5 innings.
Right.
Now, next, fresh arm. Yeah.
And I think so much of that has to do with the stock that teams put in their bullpen now. And I think the Royals were sort of the trendsetters there.
Yeah.
Look what they've done the past few years. They've been to two World Series. A lot of it to do with the bullpen.
Yeah.
So the teams
shut
are putting a
bullpens.
Ton of money.
Yeah.
And you look what the Indians gave up for Andrew Miller. They gave up two of their top prospects for a relief pitcher.
Yeah.
It's paid off now, though.
It has. And what I've heard is that managers are saying, we don't want those guys to see our starting pitcher three times through.
Right.
Twice is fine. Get them out of there.
Violetta, are you there?
I'm here.
Yeah,
back to Halloween. Now she's in the studio portion of the house. And why is my front door open? That's what I would like to know.
You can see from your smartphone.
I can see
my front door is open. She knows exactly what you're doing, Violetta.
Yeah.
Watch out.
Oh, boy.
Well, because the trick-or-treaters, if they want to come in.
But you're not anywhere near the door. So when
I have you watching the door, though, from the studio.
But I'm here, like 3 miles away from the house. Now, how is that going to help me?
And I can't yell at them.
Right. What in the hell is going on
here?
Is there
a bowl of candy outside now, Violetta?
Did you put the one you stole, the stuff of lemons outside.
The colander?
No, in the colander I added some Reese's Pieces, peppermint patties, and a couple Kit Kats.
From the neighbors?
Yeah, from the neighbors.
That's really nice.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Which
sharing
neighbor,
is caring.
Which neighbor is it? The one to the left or the one to the right?
To the left.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy.
That's a problem.
Are they not nice?
They're lovely people. They're lovely people.
But I think
they've had enough of me. So I think that's probably not. Now they have really had enough of me. So.
Well, I think it's a wonderful community. I'd love to.
You'd love to what? Live what would
here.
You love to do? Finish that
house,
sentence.
House it more often, probably.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, next time you leave
it's going
town,
great.
I got the lay of the land here now.
Yeah, that's what right.
That's what we call this.
I am changing. I am going to change all the locks. I'm actually going to sell. Is there? Call Hochberg.
You might need to.
Get Hochberg on the phone. I'm selling.
You might need
all right. Oh, gosh.
All right.
Well, I'm sorry I was late, but I'm glad I caught this.
Yes, this is really something.
Happy you were part of it, Mark.
Yeah, thank you, Mark. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye, Mark.
All right. Violetta, would you like to do the WGN traffic trouble spots?